The yen breaks a 15-year calm. Apple loses nearly $475 billion in a day. The U.S. Treasury coordinated with Japan to buy yen this week in the most significant currency market intervention since 2011, after the yen hit 40-year lows. The structural driver is a persistent interest rate differential. Japan has maintained ultra-low rates for decades, while the U.S. Federal Reserve has kept rates elevated, creating pressure on the yen through the carry trade. Investors borrow yen cheaply and invest in higher-yielding dollar assets. A weak yen makes Japanese exports cheaper, but makes energy and food imports dramatically more expensive for Japanese consumers, who import roughly 90% of their energy. The Treasury's decision to intervene signals a shared view with Tokyo that the depreciation had become destabilizing, not only for Japan, but for global financial markets, given the potential for a rapid, volatile unwinding of large carry trade positions. Apple's Friday session erased approximately $475 billion in market capitalization, larger than the entire market cap of most Fortune 100 companies, after the company issued weaker-than-expected guidance. Nvidia immediately reclaimed the most valuable company title, which has changed hands multiple times this year, reflecting the market's current judgment that AI infrastructure, in the form of chips, is more valuable than Apple's consumer hardware and services ecosystem. Ray Dalio's description of AI as a classic bubble is grounded in a specific historical mechanism rather than general skepticism. In the dot-com era, the internet was a genuine transformative technology, and companies built on it genuinely transformed commerce and communication. But stock valuations in 1999 and 2000 priced in returns the technology could not deliver in the short to medium term. Dalio's suggestion is that AI may follow the same arc: real technology, real long-term impact, but capital allocating faster than productivity gains can justify. Trucking stocks posted their worst month since 2025 following a $604 million broker liability verdict, compounding freight cost volatility from the Strait of Hormuz closure. Musk's personal fortune reportedly dropped below pre-SpaceX IPO levels, with the SpaceX AI contractor dispute, an unpermitted turbine situation, and Tesla's continued struggles all weighing simultaneously.